in your life when it's appropriate to gather your friends and your family, the people you've known. Collect all your colleagues, your bosses and underlings, neighbors and acquaintances, and sit them all down. Summon a doctor, a priest and a stenographer, trusted elder statesman and a justice of the peace. Your teachers and students, debtors and creditors, call them to order and rise to your feet. And scan in the room, address them with dignity and truth, and get the weight off your chest. Every time I've made a claim to competence or information, if I've promised to deliver under budget or on time, if I've said that I would be alert and ready at my station, offered expertise or insight of a special kind, then all my friends and oh my foes, there's something you should know. I have been bluffing on a lousy pair of twos, and I've raised the stakes so often, been too broke to hit, too dumb to stand. I owe the house a fortune now, the ransom of a gentleman. All because, like every gambler, I have overplayed my hand. I have been bluffing. Oh. Oh. I have been bluffing. Whitehead professor, she taught your teachers everything that they know. Raises her arm to ask for the microphone, looks around the room and says, "What do you think, man? That's how it goes." You're not so special, I mean you're pretty special, but everyone here I think feels the same way. You ask the doctor, the priest or the stenographer, bet you what you like, I know what they're gonna say. Every time I've made a claim to competence or information, if I've promised to deliver under budget or on time, if I've said that I would alert and ready at my station, or I've offered expertise or insight of a special kind. If I've missed my bus to work and waited in the rain, if I've told the ones I love I figured out a way to keep the dog bluffing.